Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. My wife and I just were running on the beach, the same beach where just yesterday we were doing a ceremony for her mother, who died 1 year ago and one day. And we're running and running. The beach is going on forever. And we set our time, we're only going to run a half an hour, so we want to run 15 minutes one direction and then turn around and run 15 minutes back. We started off going with the wind at our back, and it was a cold wind. So that when we were heading back home, we would already be warm. And the wind would not bother us so much. What is important is that we had set a goal. We had said before we had started what exactly we were going to do. Now, when we started heading back, somehow the angle of the beach, you know, it's not perfectly flat. The angle of the beach was bothering me. It was bothering my back a little bit. And, you know, my ears were getting very cold. And the wind was on my face and pushing me. So to take care of my body, I went onto a part of the beach that was a little bit flatter, but of course the sand over there was a lot looser. So I was not getting the traction. It was much more difficult physically than the going. The coming back was more difficult. But who says it was more difficult? Me. I am saying it was more difficult. And my mind was saying, this is more difficult. And my body was saying, this is more difficult. And then the chatter in my head was going to, you're not going to make it on time. You can't do it. This is too hard. What does it matter if we don't just walk the rest of the way? What does it matter? It doesn't matter. And I was noticing exactly what words I was saying to myself. It doesn't matter. This is more difficult. You can't do it. You're not going to make it on time. Throw in a few why bothers. Oh, the mind did play tricks. Very tricky. And then I said, no, don't be silly. You're not wearing headphones, but put some good music on. And so I started thinking of some music that I really like. It had a nice, you know, rock and roll beat to it, something that had a good tempo. And I just started to feel my body. Look at how my body, it moves. My lungs are expanding and contracting like a balloon, going, working, working, working. Oh, what a joy. I just put on some good music. No more difficult conversation. There are many different conversations we can have with ourselves any moment. We can look at our circumstances and interpret it a billion different ways. As many people as there are on this planet, there's as many perspectives as there probably are. 6-something billion different perspectives of the exact same thing. Which one is the right one? I say, whichever one is going to be most encouraging to you, whichever one is going to be most fulfilling to you, is the right one. I don't mean right like right and wrong. That is a different conversation. If I had continued on the path of making this is difficult and I can't do it and blah 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 blah, it's a very sad story. I don't want to play out that story. I want to be my word. I want to do exactly what I say I'm going to do. I want to run half hour, 15 minutes one direction, 15 minutes round trip, total half hour, and then I am done. What is going to be the conversation that supports me in being my word? Now, if there was a well-being issue, if I had broken my ankle, for instance, okay, this is a good reason to not do it. If I pass out on the beach, okay, this I've maybe overexerted myself. That would be a good reason. But other than a well-being issue, a real well-being issue, what reason would be good enough for me to not be my word? You see, we are at war sometimes with ourselves. One conversation going this direction, another conversation going this direction. We can look at something from many different points of view. And those points of view cannot be the same. They may contradict each other. They may want to duke it out. They may want to beat each other down. Oh, you can do it. You're doing great. Keep going. No mind. No, no, no. You cannot do it. You're going to fail. Why bother? Quit while you're ahead. Different conversations. Which one are you going to honor? You know, when you go to look at the Laughing Buddha, do some internet research, look online for Laughing Buddha. I'm sure you will find many pictures somewhere. Oftentimes you will see depicted a few different things crawling on top of the Laughing Buddha. Maybe a monkey luring him with a peach. Maybe it is a baby, maybe an adolescent. The Laughing Buddha is sitting there with his big fat belly. Not a care. Just sitting there laughing. While this monkey is luring him with a peach. What is this peach? Don't you want my peach? Luring him with conversations that may not be any good. And then the baby mind. But I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I don't want to go running. Wah, wah. Chattering in the Buddha ear, or the adolescent conversation. What would an adolescent conversation be from you in a circumstance like this? Some type of rebel, maybe. You see, there are many different conversations we can honor from different ages of ourselves, from different things that may be happened to us in our life. Maybe we had someone, a parent, not be so good to us when we were very little. Maybe a brother or sister. So many things happen to us. And we cut out a part of our life in a certain moment. We cut out a part of our life and a part of what's possible for us out of that thing that happened. Perhaps you were raped or molested as a child. So forever now, you may no longer trust the people that are closest to you. Especially if it was a loved one that did it. Wrong for them to do it. More wrong to carry it around your whole life and suffer. What conversations are you carrying that no longer serve you? What conversations are you carrying while you are running along the beach that are no longer going to have you meet your mark? Where are your conversations with yourself going? Nowhere. Keeping you nowhere, killing your relationships with people. Where are the conversations that are killing your relationship with making money? Maybe with retirement, maybe with your health. Maybe with a fulfilling job. Do you have a conversation? Oh, it doesn't matter, it's just a job. Oh, it doesn't matter, it's just another scoop of ice cream. Where are you justifying smallness in your own mind? There is nothing to do about it but notice it. Don't go trying to change yourself. Spend an hour or two here in this area with your pencil again and some paper and write down. See if you find that the conversation you're having running on the beach is not only limited to the one running on the beach. The conversation is running everywhere in your life. It is poison. Poison affects the whole body. Wherever you go, it is. We're going to turn that poison into food. We're going to eat it up just by noticing it. I see you. I see you. I see you, tricky little conversation. There you go again, tricky little conversation with yourself. The conversation is not you, so don't be hard on yourself for having it. The conversation, it is not even a part of you. It is something passing by. Let it pass by. It is only a little bird chirping, chirping. Let it pass by. That is all for today. Thank you for joining me again at awareness.podomatic.com.